We go to the phones and visit with our next guest. He is the Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Wyoming and color commentator extraordinaire, Kevin McKinney, joining us on the show. Kevin, I did not oblige with you for the music because I don't have that one in the library.
Okay, well, that's okay. What you played is perfect.
Okay.
Now, in my view, not their greatest, but pretty darn good.
How do you feel about following up Bryce Meredith?
It's very difficult.
He is so fun to talk to. I so enjoy it.
And the opening, they asked for Tracy.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like the middle.
Yeah, you're
right. Bryce Meredith is no warm-up.
No. He's probably the highlight of the show.
Oh, okay, listen, nice talking to you guys.
I think you would admit that, though, Tracy. Or Kevin. I even got your name wrong. Holy cow.
This is getting worse.
It is getting way worse.
Yeah, way worse.
When are you leaving for the Great Northwest?
It would be Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
It is Thursday. Okay. It is bowl week and everything. Apparently, I just got a little bit of confirmation here. They're doing the bowling for charity thing right now. Josh Allen is bowling, and he just got a strike.
Yeah.
So all right. So I'm guessing he's bowling with his right arm.
Yeah, so I would guess so.
That might be a good sign, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's a very good sign.
So Josh Allen is bowling out in Boise.
Good. Well,
I had a good long visit with him on last Friday.
Yeah,
it was. And if he's cleared, he's playing. That's what he told me. And you know, he's using percentages, but he really wants to play the game.
Yeah, he says 100%, but I got a feeling if he's 95% and he's better than anything else they got, he'll be out there.
Well, I would imagine that his 95% is better than a lot of other quarterbacks. Probably.
Kevin, yeah. I want to talk about Cowboy basketball and, in particular, the Texas Southern game. I know the ending was kind of marred by an incident afterwards. Do you have any information on kind of what happened at the end of the game with the fans at the court side on both sides kind of getting into it? I know you guys were just kind of finishing things up, but
yeah,
I'm sure you saw what happened.
I certainly did see what happened, but I didn't know what had been said. And so whatever had been said irritated the Texas Southern guys, and they came across the floor at the guys they assumed said it or heard them say it or whatever.
Will you guys be looking into that at all, or is this kind of water under the bridge now?
No. You look into it. You always look into those kinds of things. And the two people in question were on the courtside seats, and so you can control obviously who purchases those seats, but sometimes they may give their tickets up for that particular game to somebody else, and that's a little harder to control. But it was unfortunate, you take a look at all areas of your security and who's getting what tickets, and you review it all when you have something like that happen.
You ought to make them sit up where we sit. We can't even see what's going on half the time.
Wow.
Yeah, am I supposed to respond to that?
I have a feeling there's a reason.
We couldn't even tell who got the technicals up as far up as we are.
Well, there were so many of them, it was hard.
Could you tell?
We did not know who was getting which technical. We just knew that Dalton was going to shoot a bunch of free throws. That's all we knew.
I tell you what, Kevin, and maybe I'm reading too much. As far as the game goes, it seems like Texas Southern, I mean, you know they want to win games, and their schedule has just been, I just have never seen a college basketball team go through the type of schedule they have, and they've done it for a couple of years, I think, schedule that way. To be so close to winning one of those games had to have been very frustrating, and it seemed like maybe it boiled over at the end of that game a little bit for them.
I can't imagine that schedule either, Keith, and I don't think there's any question that they were so close to winning that game, and a call was made that they didn't agree with, and one thing leads to another. That's frustration. I mean, they're tired. They haven't played any home. They haven't had a chance to play in front of their own fans. I can't imagine doing that to young guys, but that's how it was done, and that's how they've done in the past. This isn't the first year they've done that. Davis is apparently scheduled that way before, and I'm sure there's some of it is done financially, but to do that to the kids, not give them a chance to play in front of their own fans, their schoolmates, family, whomever, that's really, really difficult. And I could see where when it was that close and they were on the edge of winning a game, and to have that happen, I can see where they lose it. And that's really unfortunate because it was a heck of a game. I really enjoyed the game. It was a very entertaining game and was hard-fought, really. And then the last few seconds of the game and then the deal across the way just marred a really good night of entertainment.
Well, you know, Kevin, I understand when they go on the road for financial reasons, but you could go on the road and not play that schedule that they have been playing. It's been ridiculous. I mean, they've been playing top 20 teams, probably at least half of the teams they played in those 11 games I know are top 20 teams, and a lot of the other ones are very good powerhouse programs. It's not like you're playing, you know, Middle Tennessee State and you know, Southern Illinois or something of that thing. That's just a who's who of college basketball that they've had to play.
Yeah, they have, and of course, it's those who's who's who have the money to pay them the better guarantees, and Middle Tennessee wouldn't pay them what Clemson will and what Kansas will. You've got to play those high-end teams to get the kind of guarantees that'll make an impact on your budgets. And so it's just not the way college athletics was meant to be, in my view. I think that's just, it's just really a difficult way to go, and I don't think it's fair to the kids, and on and on and on. But that's how they've chosen to do it. Maybe that's how they have to do it. I can't imagine having to play 11 in a row on the road without even playing a home game, but that's what ended up happening with them. And I'll tell you, I would, if I was an alum or a parent, I'd really check into that.
It's interesting, though, being 0-for on the season, winless on the season, their RPI is better than some of the bottom-dwelling teams in the Mountain West Conference right now. So in the long run, they're going to win some games in conference. The heck, they maybe even win the SWAC. I don't know. I don't know what they – but, you know, just judging by what you saw, is that a pretty good basketball team that the Cowboys beat?
They have some very good players, and I think that it's as Alan said, he's trying to get them battle tested. Well, I think they're battle tested, that's for sure. but whether they have any confidence left and when they get into conference play, they certainly have played a high level schedule, and they've had to play on a high level to come as close as they have to some of the teams they played. But at some point, do you get into a schedule where you say, I don't know if we can win a game? So they'll probably be very good in the SWAC, and they'll probably have a good shot at getting to the NCAA tournament. And if that's how they believe they have to do it to do that, then that's the way they want to do it. But that schedule is a financial schedule, mm-hmm. more than battle tested or whatever you want to say about it. That's simply to make money for your program or for your university, and at the expense of kids ending up having, acting like they did at the end of the game. That's really, I don't think it's fair to them. I'll say this, they are not an 0-11 team in any way. They have a number of players that a lot of us in the Mountain West would like to have. I'll tell you that, and it's just unfortunate that they have to endure that. And I know to a degree kids enjoy playing that schedule. They want to play Kansas and Gonzaga, the teams they hear about, especially in the NCAA tournament. But I don't think 10 in a row of them, that's just no good.
Kevin, one of our listeners called in, and I don't know if you have texted in, I don't know if you have the answer to this, wanted to know about the Wyoming Athletics app, if it has been fixed or what. It hasn't executed since the beginning of the basketball season. I'm curious, do you have any information on that?
It is going to be ready for the conference season.
Okay.
And we just talked about that today. When we changed website providers by necessity, the other one went out of business. They did not have the app, and they worked on it. And apparently, the test app the other night for the Texas Southern game worked very well, and so we feel good about having it. So I think they can look to having that app probably for the rest of the conference season. And I know that that doesn't help now. We missed a bunch of games, and we really apologize for that. But I think the provider has it up and working to where it'll be just fine for the rest of the year.
Very good. Kevin, Dave's wife, Mrs. Montgomery, texted in.
Oh, no, what now?
She says, tell Kevin he's the filling between the Oreo cookies. Everyone knows the filling is the best.
She's just the best. And we know she's a saint.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Then at the end of that text, it says, Dave, get home immediately.
Hey, Kevin, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And have a very good flight out to Boise there, and enjoy the bowl game. And also have a very Merry Christmas,
yes,
Kevin.
And same to you guys. Happy holidays to you guys. Always enjoy talking with you.
Thank you so much.
See you,
Kev. See
ya.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. The